Simin Shin Chof Hei Sef Aleph Ruvov Beis Hashem Ein Yehudi Shasa Malacha Bad Yisrael. The Machaber says in Sef Aleph Muto Vezamen Ein Yehudi B'Shabbos Muto Vizim Zayin Slafan V'Chotel Lachon. The first halacha over here is Mutter Lezamen Ein Yehudi B'Shabbos. You're allowed to invite a guy for Suda Shabbos. This is one of the halachas that we find that Shabbos is more kal than Yontif. With regard to Yontif, it's before the Gemara in Chof Aleph and Beitzo, and it's usher to invite a guy for a Sudas Yontif, because since it's mutter to do malacha, the tzerech oichal nefesh, the cook, the tzerech oichal nefesh, was scared that you're going to be marve and add on, if you invited five guyim as guests, then you're going to add on food, you're going to cook food for the guyim. We darshin lachem, v'loy lenachri, lachem v'loy leklavim. That which we matter oichal nefesh is dafka for klai Yisrael and not for guyim. Meaning there's no heter whatsoever to cook for a guy on Yontif. Therefore, one is not allowed to invite a guy. If he came over, maybe there's a heter. But to invite a guy on Yontif is aser. To invite a guy on Shabbos is mutter. Shabbos, there's no heter to cook b'chlal. Meaning there's no shasham yarev b'shvilei. And therefore, there's no problem. This is very nagea with regard to people that are Isaac and Kiruv. B'chlal, there are people that are interested in becoming Yidden that come over to their houses. There's people that are Jewish that are married to people that are not Jewish. I can certainly tell you, my father's a Rav. We had numerous instances where they're going at the house, one way or another, whether you knew that they were coming or not. But sometimes you invite them and you don't realize that they're going. So, or you don't realize that the spouse is until they come. These things are, when it's Yontif, it's problematic. On Shabbos, it's okay. Now, there's another case of Yontif, which is on Shabbos. Yontif Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, what's halacha? For example, Pesach this year. Can you have a guy, can you invite a guy for the Seder, Leila Seder this year, is Pesach falls out on Shabbos, can you invite a guy? Or not? L'chor mi'svara, there should be no reason why you shouldn't be able to. The whole svara, the only reason why it's us is because you might come to cook for the guy. Over here you can't cook for the guy, because it's Shabbos. So l'chor mi'svara, it should be motar. Shlomo Zalman talks about it in Shmei Shabbos Kachosah Chof Aleph Harachov Gimel. He got it, brings down a Zayis Ranan and he says it's a Sofik Otsum. He's Mistapik. He says, what's a Sofik? The Sofik is Mayim Rabriyas, he says. L'chero, what are the people going to say? They're going to say that a Yontif Shechal Yais B'Shabbos is more kal than a regular Yontif. We can design. How could it be that Yontif Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, when Yontif comes out on Shabbos, is going to be more kal than Yontif by itself? He says, nevertheless, l'chero, since Mitzvara, people understand that the whole Sibas HaGezira doesn't apply, Mamela, he was Matzadi to be Mekel, that it's not a problem. Now, it could very well be that this halacha applies also to Fraya Yidin, not just when he gets a guy. And then it's certainly again, in Simatov of Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot and Beis, Momer Lechal Shabbos for Hesia, Zina Kakum. Then a Momer Lechal Shabbos has a din of Akum with regard to this, that you wouldn't be able to cook for him. You wouldn't be able to invite him for a Sudas Yontif, which would be quite problematic for numerous people. The only question out is, really, this is what we have to dawn on, is what halachic status do fry people have bizmaninu? Is kiyadua the chazinish wrote that? They have a din of tinish nishba. They're not really mumrim. The only question is bizmaninu, at what point do they get that? Nowadays, in Tafshin Ayin Ches, there's a lot of fry people in Eretz Yisrael. They're mamrish tinish nishba by this time. They've heard about Shabbos. They all know about Shabbos. Karen Asa'ot, you have people in all types of different places. There are still those people out there that don't know the most basic things. That much I can tell you. However, the many people do know about Shabbos, do know, they've heard from here and from there, and you have to know what halachic status they have, and therefore it's just kedai. It really depends on the person themselves, really. It depends on the scenario. So therefore, if a person is inviting such a person for Shabbos, you should just be mavar first, where that person is holding, to know whether or not he has a din of a mummer, or is it just a teacher, if he possibly doesn't know. I was once speaking to Mitzvah Berkowitz about giving a plaque or ukedemeh for somebody that gave money to something. And he said, if the person's fry, so you have to know exactly where the person is holding. It says if he's already starting to be nisgarav, he already heard about Shabbos already, and he's just not making any strides, that means that he's turning to moment of the tailvin. It's not that he doesn't know. He knows about it, he just doesn't make changes. So therefore, you have to know at what point along the way of his kiruv, at what point he already knows enough that he's not considered a Tinnish Nishba, he's heard enough, he knows that there is. And if he doesn't change, mitzad sheni, you can't expect a guy who's 7 years old and married to somebody for 50 years that all of a sudden is going to divorce this person, because the person is, you have to know exactly where to draw the line with these things. But it's kedai to know the halacha that goyim is also to invite, and mumer lechal Shabbos for Hesio also would have a din akum if he's there. For Yom Tov. For Shabbos, everybody is invited. As long as your yain is mevoshel. We'll see, when it gets to also being nene from Melech HaShabbos, but the Ishiyasu, this din, that we see that there's a chilek between a yid and a goy, that a yid that does a malacha on Shabbos, you're allowed to be nene from it after Shabbos without waiting with the Ishiyasu. Why? Because there's no gzera that you might come to ask the yid to do a malacha. As opposed to a guy who does a malacha, you have to wait after Shabbos with Eishiyasu because it's gzera you might come to ask the guy. It's mavur in the Prima Gadim, in the Eishel Avram, Chofei, that a mumer le'akum, which some of the priests in Taina, priests in say that's also mumer le'chal Shabbos before Eishiyasu, would have the same din, has the same chash as the guy. He might come to do it again, he might come as a shalev, will you come to ask him, will you not come to ask him? That's really the question. Does he have a status? The Prima Gadim is mitzadeh that a mumer le'akum has a din of a guy with regard to Chodesh Yatsu, and that will speak out Beis Hashem at the end with regard to getting onto Eged buses from the Kreisel right after Shabbos, Beis Hashem. That with regard to inviting him. This is the Gemara that we saw in Daf Yotef, that you're allowed to give a guy food that you could presume that he has the ability to eat in his house, or you know in his chatzar. It's not too much food that he's going to take out, and you don't have to worry about it. However, if it's too much food that he's going to he's going to take it with him, or it's other types of chafatzim, then you're not allowed to give it to him. What's the reason why? Up until now, this is a totally new din that we haven't seen up until now. Up until now, we saw basically two halachas. There's one halacha that you're not allowed to ask a guy, the regular din of Amir Lakum, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do a halacha for you on Shabbos. That's the din of Amir Lakum, which is learned out. It's either din Rabbanan, it's Abar Davar, din Shlichus. And then we saw another halacha that you're not allowed to be nene when a guy goes ahead and does a halacha for you on Shabbos, even if you didn't ask him. Here's the third halacha. You didn't ask the guy, and the guy's not doing any halacha for you. And nevertheless, it's aser. You're putting down food, he's taking out the food with him into the Rishus Aravim, and it's aser, he's not doing any teva. As if you sit in the chatzar, that's fine also. The guy sits in the chatzar, that's fine also. He's doing it for himself, but it's maras ayin, say the Rishayim, because it looks like he's doing it b'tzivuyo u'b'shlichusoy shel Yisrael. Looks like he's doing it from the shlichus of Yisrael, and that is aser. Aser al maras ayin. Now, somebody asked me, accordingly, how does this play out practically? Many people have help from Goyim on Shabbos. They come either living, or many people have that they come every single day of the week, and they come for 3-4 hours in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the afternoon they come, and they do all types of work in the house. They do the dishes, and they clean up, whatever it is that has to get done. What's the story? They want to leave with a tick in their hand, leave with a backpack. Is there any problem? Is there a problem that it looks like you're sending out the guy with, he's taking things out for you with the Rishus Aram? So let's just tell effect the different Metzius and see if this really is a practical. The case that was specifically asked was that very often we have our hand-me-downs or whatever it is, our extras of whatever we have, we'll just give it over to the cleaning lady and she'll take it out with her and she'll put it into her bag and take it out. Is that a problem that we're giving it to her, or you give the extra food, the extra challenge, whatever it is that was left over from the Suda, is that a problem for her? She's going to take it out. If it's enough that she can eat in the house, it's not a problem, like you said. But if it's too much, you know that she's not going to eat 16 apples, so then, is there a problem to give it to her and challenge? So first of all, there are not too many places that have a Rishus Harabim. The Pashas Tol, Chshash, Dafka, Rishus Harabim. We'll see with regard to what Lamaisa in the case of what we saw the first Taz talks about, even if it's not Rishus Aram. But Pashas, the Gemara is talking about a case where there's a Rishus Aram. That's why the Mechaber brings it down. The doesn't say specifically in Yotze. But there's not many cases that have Rishus Aram. And even in Flatbush, where Kiyodua Ramesha said that one should not make an Erev, however, the Maisa of the Oros people that do have an Erev. And therefore, it's hard to say that there's going to be a Maris Ayin on that it looks like the Goy is doing an Isser for you when there are people that hold that it's Mutalech HaTchilo. So even though there are machmirim and many people are machmirim, but to say that there's a maras ayin that you're doing in Isser, that you ask the guy to take it out, when the people that hold it, it's mutar lechatchila to go carry, and the yidden themselves go carry, it's very hard to say that there is a problem maras ayin. Now in a place where it's not rishus harabim, there's just no eriv, there lemaisa the Aruch HaShulchan says that kimdumani, he says, what's his lashon? He says, since we don't really have rishus harabims, so even though you don't have an eriv, so mamele could be meikel. The taz was matzad like this, and he says ukimeduma shekein aminik. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Kimeduma, the Mishnah Berurah is not clear with regard to this. Taz, how we paskin. The Lamaisa Aruch HaShulchan goes akulo. The taz mitzade that this manenu that we don't have rishus harabims, we should be meikel. And he says that when he gets to food and other types of things, we are meikel Lamaisa. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we're meikel. He says you shouldn't give it straight to the guy. You could put it. You should put it down, and he'll take it. However, Lamaisa the minig is to be meikel if you don't have an eruv, as long as it's not rishus harabim. Now, in a place where there is mamash rishus harabim, if you found such a place, bizmanenu, so then it really depends on where you're giving the guy the thing to take outside. If you gave it to the guy while he's inside the house, then the Magen Avraham is mechadesh, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha, that there's no problem of marasayin. If you're giving something to the, if it's the chafatzim of the guy, if it's a chafetz that belongs to the guy, to give it over to the guy inside the house, and he's going to take it outside the house, then there's no problem. So if the guy has a tick and he's just bringing his own stuff and taking out his own stuff, certainly there's no problem. There's no marasayin. Why is there no marasayin? Are we paskin that things that are asr mishum marasayin or asr afilu b'chadri chadarim? So that halach is only true, say many achreinim. This is how the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Koton Kuf Samachay. It's brought down in the Pesach Chuv in Yeredeo, in Siman Pei Zayin. The same thing. That this din that we say, that whatever is asr mishum marasayin is asr afilu b'chadri chadarim, is only with regard to things that are also altmarasayin, that it looks like the person is doing Isser Daraisa. If it looks like the Yid is doing Isser Daraisa, it looks like he's doing Kibbutz. Really, he's not doing Kibbutz. But it looks like he's doing Kibbutz. It's Isser Daraisa. That's going to be Isser Afilu B'Chadri Chadarim. The Meila, the Halach over there, is talking about a Beged which got sopping wet over Shabbos, was pouring, and you want to dry it out, you want to hang it out to dry in the place where you usually dry your laundry. So it looks to people as if you did Kibbutz. Looks like you did Isser Daraisa. That's Asar Filu B'Chadri Chadarim, even if there's nobody there. It should be no Marasayin. No, Chazal weren't Mechalik. However, where it only looks like you're doing Isser Derabanan, in a case where it looks like the Malacha that you're doing, it looks like you're moving Mukta, Layadeh, then there, B'Chadri Chadarim, it's Mutter. There's no problem Marasayin of Chadri Chadarim if it looks like you're doing an Isser Derabanan. The main in such a scenario where you're giving it over to a guy would only be an Isser Derabanan, and therefore it's Mutter B'Chadri Chadarim as long as the people inside the house know. So certainly in a case where they're taking out their own tick, it's not a problem of that you're giving them chafasim that belong to that, where the guy's taking out his own chafasim, he's taking out his own stuff, there's no problem with marasayin. There would be a problem with marasayin lechayro for the people that are inside the house if you're giving them stuff to take out, if they don't know that it belongs to the guy, it would be a problem. If they do know, it's not a problem. And to give your own stuff, the chayru would be problematic. If there's no one else there, so then there's a tzad maybe that you could be mekel. We'll have to see that. That's in Reish Nun Beis. There's a Bir Halacha that talks about it. That a guy that comes at night and there's no one around, could be that you have more tzad to be mekel if there's mamash someone around. Once again, since it's a din derabanan, there's no one around, it'd be only that person, it would be mekel lachur to give your own stuff to the guy. So once again, it's not very common, this halacha, practically, because we generally don't have rishus harabim, and even if we don't have an eruv, we'll be meikel, says Aruch HaShulchan. If you have rishus harabim and it's the guy's stuff, it's not a problem. And if it's there's no one around and you're giving the yid stuff, kenzan, that's also mutter, because there's no problem with marasayin.
Why can't the Jews' stuff be bagged? The Jews' stuff, whatever it is, clothing, bags, the guy, not going to be
a, you're not going to have a problem with the people that are outside, you'll have a problem with people that are inside. The problem. Yeah, because the Mishnah Berurah says that in a case, Magen Avraham is Mechalik, he says, if you're giving the guy stuff that belongs to him, so if it's inside the house, so the people inside the house know that it belongs to the guy, therefore it's not a problem. But else your own stuff, that and you want to give it to the guy, then out the people that are inside the house, you have an issue. Even though the people outside the house, they don't see anything, if they have no idea, else the people that are inside the house, you have a problem.
That first Shasha, we worry about Masa.
We're not choshish for Masu Matan. Would also be only Issa Derabanan if it would be a Shashi Chokim Ashkenazi, which is only Derabanan.
There we would make a total between Issa Derabanan and Issa Derabanan. But Masu Matan, that would be then Gimel, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you worried about? Masu Matan or Itza?
Over here, the Mishnah Berurah is only choshish for Itza. Where do we bring it down over here? So if Gimel, there's a chashash of Masa Matan when he's going to take a mashkin and give you something, then it looks like Masa Matan. But when he's not taking, you're just giving, then over here, the only chashash is really Alter Itza. Why is there a maritime by Darabana? Inside the house? L'chur? What are you talking about? Anytime that it's outside of your house, it's a problem. You're taking an issue. What? No. The din of Maris Ayin applies by Derabanan. The Chadri Chadorim of a Derabanan, then you could be Mekel. But there's certainly a din of Maris Ayin by Derabanan. That's with regard to Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, Heichadik Mishum Darche Shalom Bebegoi Olim, Mutter Lassik Leis Lishloyach Aidei Goi, V'huadim Latzerich Mitzvah, Kegoyin Lohitzi Chometz Bebeis Bepesach. Now, the Magen Avraham brings down over here in Simin Shin Chof Hei that you would even be allowed to Mutter Los Yisrael L'Shleicha De'akum. He says, he brings down a Shaila whether or not you're allowed to give it to the guy's hand. You're allowed to put it in the guy's hand, or is there a problem with Akiram? He says at the end, Aval Asr Liti L'Yadei Mamish Kivin De'efshir B'Loizeh. Says you're not allowed to give it over mamish to the guy's hand because it's shayach to do it without that. The mashmois is, says the Prima Gadim, that in a case where it's not shayach to do it without that, it's a type of scenario where the guy is the ultimate, give it to me. It's a tough guy, and he says, no, give it to me in my hand. I'm gonna say, you have a guy like that. I've seen from the past. I put something down from someone, hand it to me. It's one of those, you know. So you have to give it to them. Says it's meduyik in the Prima Gadim that that's Beseder, you're allowed to give it. Says the Prima Gadim is meduyik in the Magen Avraham that you're allowed to give it to the guy, even though lechur you're doing an akira and the guy is going to be going outside into the karmas, into the shasaram.
But you're
going to
let him take
it. Hand it to me. Whatever the scenario is, if he's not, whatever the guy sits, whatever the case is that you have to give it to him, lechur. You just be medayik. Theoretically, if you could get out of it, that's really what the Magen Avraham is saying. If you could get it out, you have to get out of it. But if you can't get out of it, so then lechur all the mashmais is that would be mutter anyhow. So the Prima Gadim is medayik from here. He says mashma deheicha di efshir b'loiza shori shvus the shvus lasas Israel ba'atman. There's mashma that you're allowed to do a shvus the shvus an akira of going out into the Carmelites or going out into the. You're going to do the akira, and the guy's going to take it outside. The shvus, the shvus. He says, "B'makom mitzvah, b'makom tzarech." It's mashma that would be mutter for the Yisrael to do it, even though the Yisrael is doing the shvus, the shvus. And he says it at the beginning. The Seminal says, "Medayik." Once again, shvus, the shvus. That there's mashma that even a yid is allowed to do a shvus, the shvus. Another place it says not that way. We've already mentioned this in the past. We mentioned the Cheshek Shlomo was meikol with regard to shvus, the shvus, picking up a katan to take him to shul. Ramosha says that's not considered a mitzvah, but he says in a Haram, you could be screaming in a Carmelist, you could pick him up. In a case, you'd have a shvus to shvus, the welcome to Erech Godel. Lamaisa, for the most part, I don't think that most Paiskim are Mako with regard to shvus to shvus by Yisrael, even Mokim mitzvah, even Mokim mitzvah. You get a guy if you need to do something, but for you to do it, basically not. Just B'mayra Muzger, since it was mentioned last, somebody told me that he asked Rabbi Zriel Orbach this past week, that, and Rabbi Zriel Orbach said, it's Pashas of Enish Mashas, you can't do any Darabanans, only Amir al-Akum, certainly no Darabanans. The mice, everybody's perished from Malacha, Kinyuri understood that was a Kabbalah Shamas, and the only thing which is going to be Mutter is Amir al-Akum. That's with Shvus to Shvus Makom Yisrael. It seems to be Sodom to be Mekel. The truth is that even in the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be Meduric like this. Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha. He says that he's talking about in the Sharetin Yudalid. He says, "Lechatchila b'vadei nachan lizor, not to give it over to the hand of the guy." It's after to do it in oifen heter. It's meduyik istikul that if you wouldn't have oifen heter, then you're allowed to give it over to the guy's hand, which would be a shvus to shvus. You'd still be doing shvus to shvus. However, there's other stuff that we make. The Mishabura says it's not such a riot. The Eli Rav says it's not a problem even to give it over to the guy's hand. The Ma'is says it's not clear in the Mishabura really. Too many places he doesn't really say a clear heter for shvus to shvus b'makim Yisrael, and therefore, for the most part, the Arilim is noig to be machmer for Shvus Shvus Mokim Yisrael. Even Kalachayat. Certainly Kalachayat. By Craig. Now, there's another interesting Sharatin over here. He says in the Sif that you're allowed to be mitzadeh, he says. Sorry. After Harvey placed mitzvilu, the gamle didan nisan rishus harabim leinin shvus haidei in Yehudi samchinu mazeh ala mekilin. Says even though there are many people, this you'll see constantly. Kama upon in the Mishnah Berurah, he takes it lekulu lechomra. It's a big machlekes in chelak dalid. I think he matches up the. Oisrim to the Matirim with regard to what defines a Rishus Haram Daraisa. Is Rishus Haram Daraisa defined by Tez Zayin Amma if it's the road is 16 Ammas wide, or is it defined by Shishim Riba? They have 600,000 people going on the street. Big Machlokes Rishenim, I think he has 12 against 13 Rishenim on either 12 on one side, 13 on the other side. Lamaisi goes Lakula and Lachumra depending on where the scenario is. Says Mishnah Berurah, the Sharatin over here, and he says the same thing later on also. It's the Katan Samach Dalet. He says that you could be Mekel Mistavra Brishus Aram Shalanu Gamkin Yishadern Kekarmelis B'Mokom Adchak Minin Amir LaAkum. Says here he says only B'Mokom Adchak, but he says that with regard to Amir LaAkum, which we're handling a Darabanan, maybe it's the Svar of Savik Darabanan Lekulo, you could be Mitzadei that our Rishus Arams do not have a din Rishus Aram, they have a din of a Karmelis. Therefore, lachur the mashmois is that where we're handling a suffik machlekes apaiskim, then in the case of mir lakim you could be mitzadeh lekulo. If it's not clear how we paskin, if it's clear how we paskin lachura, then I don't know if we have such a the Mishnah Berurah would be mekel. But where you have so many rishonim on each side and it's mamish aglatam suffik, then it says Mishnah Berurah you could be mitzadeh like the mekilim, but we get to mir lakim. The mela, those that want to taina. Like you mentioned, it's really Alpi the Sharatin here, that with regard to using electricity on Shabbos, even though according to the Chazon Ish, it's a Shalav Daraisa, however, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, according to many others, it's not a Shalav Daraisa, and therefore, it's a Machlekes HaPoiskei Zmanenu, what halachic status it has, what the din is it a Daraisa, is it not? You can be mitzadeh as a din of Darabanan with regard to Amir Lakum. Comes to Amir Lakum, later on, Mishnah Berurah said, B'makom Adchak, you shouldn't just be Mekel straight up. But lechura, if you could say that it has a din of derabanan, then it would be quite helpful because using electric appliances, if there's not a problem of a heating element, turning on a plata, turning on a crock pot, turning on an incandescent bulb, which would have a problem with havara, then just using electric, the vacuum cleaner like we talked about last week about vacuuming up the water, that then you would have a shvus to shvus, but makam mitzvah, makam tzarech gadol, it would be able to, you'd be able to ask a guy to use turn on electricity. Kedarka Bakedish, the way that usually when you're learning a sugya, so it comes up. Friday night, I'm on my way home from shul, and somebody comes over to me and he tells me all my electricity is off. Everything is off. What could I do? Crackpot's off, no chance. The chance even raw. Makam Tzarech Gadol. So the Chura, if you go with the Bala Iter, Makam Tzarech Gadol. And my issue was Mako, that if you don't have a Suda Shabbos, then it's considered Makam Tzarech Gadol, you go with the Bala Iter. Then you have no problem. He's not going to have a Suda Shabbos tomorrow. Flip it on. You're allowed to ask him even to do Daraisas. The question is this considered a Tzarech Gadol? Do we go Lamaisa like this Ramesha? The Mishnah Berurah is not so fast to be Mitzadeh. Aruch HaShulchan says Chas V'Shalom to be Mekel. He brings down the Shloh. Chas V'Shalom to be Mekel, Tzarech Gadol. You have to give Zechanetza. You have to know what to do. Is this considered a Tzarech Gadol? Is not considered a Tzarech Gadol? Now, if you understand that, I asked him what type of light bulbs do you have in your house? So he says most of them are ledim. Most of them are which are not the rices. Which one?
Do you
One second, we'll get to that in a minute. But if you have a kid who's scared, then for sure you have a din of a chayla. No, he doesn't have a kid who's scared. Too bad. So, scare him, no? So, the question is, over here, l'chor, you have a makom tzarech, at least the makom mitzvah, through the makom mitzvah of Suda Shabbat, at least Friday night, through the l'chor, he had food. To turn on the lights, they should be able to have light. If you could turn on the main switch of electricity, tell the guy, listen here, it's very hard for me to eat when it's dark. And he'll turn on the lights for the dining room. Those are ledim, those are their abundance. It's only a share of electricity. It's a shrus, the shrus makom mitzvah. And then even though everything else is going to go on, it's all going to be a psikresha, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman. If you tell the guy to turn on the main switch because you need the lights, that's what he's thinking about. I'm turning on the lights. Agav, you're also turning on the refrigerator and the freezer and the plata and the crock pot and everything else. He doesn't think about that. That would have a dinner psikresha, and therefore a malacha, even a malacha daraisa, which is done by a guy bipsikresha, is mutter. It's not a problem of amir lakum. Al-Khur would have a way out. It would also get rid of the problem of bishal lakum out the guy's challenge. Because if he doesn't have kavanah to be mavashal, then it wouldn't be a problem. That's
not
for the terrorist, but it can't be so long as I have my mission. Well, it's a matter as if for a deraisa. So for a shvut, the
chur
will matter. What? This is even first. Once you have shvut, the shvut, then you can ask him straight out. But you're not allowed to tell him to do the deraisa. See that? You have to get the psik ratio for him. No, so in a case where it's a shvus to shvus makom mitzvah, then it's mutter. It could be that you even have a tesevus hano. He says he has lights from his candles. So if he has tesevus hano, he has enough to eat by. So then you could be meramis to the guy, also possibly, according to some shitas, al tesevus hano. And that will. What's that? Then you have tesevus. I don't have to come on to mitzvah. I'm giving two different reasons. You have shvus to shvus makom mitzvah that you can tell him straight out. Even if. What? In a case where you don't have lights, then you could ask him because it's a shvus to shvus makom mitzvah. Could be that it, even without that, it's considered a mitzvah b'chlal. You have to know how to define mitzvah. We'll get to this b'hemshech. There's in Shin Mem Beis the halachas of Ben Hashmash is asking guys to do malachas. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha says. Dad l'kamon tzim tef tez vav muchach the davar shu tzerich Shabbos af she ef shu leib al adam rakshi toisef le'yornig. Choshev tzarech mitzvah. On the mele mutakam adav shavuz ben hashmashes the nechudu lin nerev. Sometimes we have to know where we apply that halacha. Where at what point does it get a din mitzvah? At what point does it not have a din mitzvah? It's very nakishmak. Then we have a din mitzvah. You don't really have so much light, so then have a din mitzvah. You do have enough light to get by. Then this have a sanah. You have a way to get out of it by being around.
Once you have one light, you can't do it anymore.
But al tabal itzi, you'll be able to tell him to turn it on after you crack pot.
No,
you'll have enough. Save it. Al-Tir Suda. We're trying to matter Al-Tabal Eter Al-Tir Suda. He doesn't have a Suda Bechlal. He doesn't have a Karsa. If it was off in Ishmashas, what happened to the Mukhtar? I don't know if it was off in Ishmashas. I don't know if that was off in Ishmashas. This is after Marif.
If he has a candle, then all the candles go out.
Yeah, but he'll be able to get through his Suda. That's fine. You get through the Suda, that's fine, and for tomorrow everybody have light, and it'll be Tesevus Hanal tomorrow. So he'll have to come out of his, he won't be able to sit after his candles go out. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, it's Friday night, I still have candles on. So it depends, obviously, but as long as he's good for his Suda, then too bad that I woke up at 2:30 because at 3:15 my generator went off. So that was the second question that happened on Shabbos. So what can we do with regard to that? Woke up in the morning, and Shalom. All the lights are off. Everything is off. Chant is cold. What could you do? So that's for the Bishul Eilam. Mir Tashem after Pesach. We'll be able to tell you what to do. But then it was a problem. It was dry, so we moved it. What?
Cold.
Took off the thing, put my finger inside. Zero. Room temperature. That was it. So that's really why. What's new to that? We left things as is. We didn't ask any guyim. We were fine. We managed. Would have been more geshmak if we have lights. Would more geshmak. Would have been easier to see in many different rooms. Yes. Did we have other food? We had other food. We didn't have chons. We gave the chanetz, so we moved it over to a different pan, put it on top of it. Half the kedir. There's no liquid. But later, there's always a way to give the chanetz, usually. The question is, what's considered a tzarech gadol that you can't to ask a guy, that's a good shayla. Either way, with regard to this yid lechera, if you understand, like we're saying, I'll be the sharetzian, that where you have a suffix, a poiski, seka dezino. How do you paskin electricity? Is it gedolei poiskim? There's no clear achra. Is it a derais of the derabanan? The memokim that you have, befrat tzer gadol. You could be saying that when you get Amir La Akum, you'll go like the Mekilim, or have a dinner shvus to shvus, and it'll be motor mocha mitzvah. You'll be able to tell the guy, turn on the thing because I need my lights on. With sick ratio, the rest of the house will be able to go on.
If you would have invited your neighbor to invite you, would he have to take you up on that, or could he say, I insist on you get up?
No, so really it depends. No, I don't think he would have to take you up. If he's not happy with it, I don't think that's. It could be that's the Torah goal. It's not going to be. That's with regard to Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Mutter lahachlif mashkin b'shavis, umumal b'shvitzin aderech mamash, ke'in zem asu matun. V'gam b'yisro mutter b'in zem yisol tarach alof shen. In a case where you're being machlif a malbush, for example, you took the guy's shirt, you took his bomber jacket, and now he comes on Shabbos, he's going on his motorcycle and he needs it, so he's going to give you something else and he's going to wear the jacket. That's not a problem. That doesn't look like masu matun because he's wearing it and it's not a problem. It says the Mishnah, says the Ramah, it's always better when a guy is coming to take his mashkin that the youth should not be involved. The guy should put it down, take the thing, and the youth should be involved. The dark emotion we saw, one of the most interesting dark emotions probably that I've ever seen, he quotes an aguda. He didn't quote the whole Lashon. The Bach quotes more of the Lashon. And the Lashon is, I'll just quote the beginning of it, he says, Nishalti, the aguda says, Nishalti kam upon him. I've been asked many times, Zomer li hagayim alomim heim, upa'amim haroi heru li hagayimim. They told him, the goyim that have the mashkin, they're very tough people, and sometimes they're shorty, 6'4", 350 pounds. You don't want to start up with such a guy. Ulubusayf, and they want to know, can we give the guy his mashkin? He comes on Shabbos, can we give it to him? Ulubusayf, regalti loyim alahem. At a certain point, I became rogal to tell them, im tirtu l'sanat mochaz ha-shabbos, mochaz ha-yantif, taniach gai litu mashkin ba'atzmai, v'yun yechamayis ha-mashkin achar shamon. No problem. You want to fast tomorrow? You're going to do something wrong. The Mashmai says you're doing something wrong. So if you're willing to take the hit, go for it. You're willing to eat chazer and bring a carbon, not a problem. You want to bring Bimichal Shabbos and bring a carbon, it's fine. Just want to know, after Valshav, what's going on over here? Where do you ever have such a thing? Where do you ever have that we matter you? If you want to take the hit, then it's mutter, you're allowed to do it. Aga. The reason why the Torah is always gives two psukim, one for Einish and one for Azara, is because you shouldn't think, if the Torah only gave you the Einish, you shouldn't think that, oh, if it's worth it for me, I'm willing to get the 39 lashes to be able to eat chazer. Right? No, the Torah says the Azara also, you're not allowed to do it, it's also be'etzem. Where do you ever have such a thing that, if you want to fast tomorrow, I'll let you do it? So, the Big Deyesha says, it's on the Mar Mekamis, that in the Chanami, that he was choshed that Itaka wasn't such a shasat chak, but they were just trying to make it into more than it was, and therefore the way that he dissuaded them from trying to do it, he says, if you're willing to fast it tomorrow, then you could do it, because if you're willing to fast tomorrow, that means that it's really such a big deal. They really then in the Chanami, Itaka is going to be mutter. Then it'll be mutter because the guy it's Itaka makom tzerich. And then it's going to be mutter. The Ramah does not bring it down like the Magen Avraham says. He doesn't bring down this right to the Sanis. And because the Rebbeinu Yerucham is matzah straight up, and therefore it's mutter even with that. Sif Dala talks about buying pas from a goy. Pas shofein Yehudi latzma b'shavis yesh yesum yesh matirin. U b'shas tatchak for the tzerich mitzvah going to this brismila the tzerich b'yosam mitzi yesh nismachal matirin. To buy from a goy, not that common nowadays to be able to find a bakery or a place that's going to have, usually only it's like only an Eretz Yisrael to give you on credit. Walk into a bakery, unless you have some sort of rapport with him, you saw some sort of shachas to this guy, to be able to just walk into a bakery on Shabbos and take it, it's not that common. However, if you do have such a case, then in Echram it's mutter b'pashafa, b'shas atchak l'terech mitzvah, the Chavar says it can be semichal mikilim. It's also little lemoy, it's certainly not allowed to pay him. Now, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says here, that if you do have such a matziv and you're buying from a goy, you're even allowed to tell the goy you're talking. Certainly, the guy's allowed to write it down that he took it, and kenzan you're even allowed to tell the guy straight out to write it down. Why? Because that is not doing bechlal for the yid. The yid has nothing from the fact that he's writing it down. It's only the guy that's gaining from it. But Meila, it's a malacha in Gansan that serves the guy himself, and therefore, that would be, Ken Zaini says, it's even mutter to tell him straight out that to write it down. Now, the Yesh Eisrim over here, they bring down the Mishnah Berurah says, which is really how we go, la halacha, if it's not a shasa tzerich, is for one of two reasons, either because of Nerilid. Why is it Nerilid? Because it wasn't roi to be eaten in the same way before it was processed into, it was made into bread, as it was after it was made into bread, so it's a totally different thing. And the second reason is because even though he did it la'atzmai, the guy cooked, baked the bread for himself, and generally when a guy does a malacha for himself, a yid is allowed to be nene. Here, when it comes to food, we're more chayshish. When it comes to food, we're more chayshish. Adam is loath after food, like Taisa says, we saw. And therefore, we're more chayshish. You're going to come to ask the guy to do it for you. Therefore, we even when the guy did it for himself, we're chayshish. The yid is going to ask him, and therefore it's outside. What's the nafkamino between the two cases? I'll tell you what the nafkamino is, b'chara. Ma'isa shayka achayo. Echad mechashuvei tamidei chachomim b'yeshiva smirah kadosha. Wakes up Shabbos morning, and he sees that his two-year-old took pizza, frozen pizza, out of the freezer and put it into the toaster oven. And he made himself pizza. Not bad. The rest of the kids in the house want to know whether or not they're allowed to eat the pizza on Shabbos. Warm, gishmakin pizza. Are you allowed to eat on Shabbos? L'chur is telling these two dinners. It's a two-year-old. The two-year-old Zichron didn't do the malacha. There's no problem with shvitas benoy. Because, which you would ask her at Lacharam, because he's 2 years old. He doesn't have a 2.5. What? He did it for himself. He did it from his own tzarech, and therefore there Lacharam be no Isser out the thing itself. However, where do you have a problem? You have Lacharam, these two time, which are brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah. You have the time of Nerilid. It wasn't roy to be eaten beforehand, so we have to get to that exactly what the Metzias is. L'chur wasn't baked beforehand. It was dough beforehand, partially baked beforehand. It wasn't Rai L'Achila, now it became Rai L'Achila. And the second reason is that Adam lo Tacher, and therefore you might come to ask the guy. Coming to ask the guy, that's only Chash by a guy, that's not Chash by Yin. So L'chur would be Tully in these, very possibly Tully in these two studim. According to the first reason, L'chur should be Aser, according to the second reason, it should be Moser. How do we pass an Allah Ha'maitha? The Mishnah Berurah brings down that from the Magen Avraham that in Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, the Mashmois the Mechaber is that he goes with the second Tam, not the first Tam, not the Tam of Noilad, the second Tam. And Mamela, if we go like that the second Tam, then the Lacharit should be Mutter. Not only that, with regard to Noilad, the Sharatim brings down over here, according to those Paisim that hold that there's no Noilad on Shabbos, it would be Mutter. If you look in Tav Tzadi Hei, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, he says that's how we Paskin, that there is no Noilad on Shabbos. However, on Yom Tov there is. This is the second thing so far that we have, that Yom Tov is more Chamer than Shabbos. It's actually Gemara and based on the Beis Mevei, because Yom Tov is more Kal than Shabbos, they were more Machmer with regard to Muktzah. And even though Noilad is not Usser on Shabbos, Noilad is Usser on Yom Tov. Memela comes to us that even if you go with the first reason of Neulad on Shabbos, well, the Mice we paskin that there is no Neulad, Bechlal on Shabbos, and therefore it should be Mutter. However, I just want to be Mice that even if you hold that there is Neulad on Shabbos, Lachur in this case is going to be Mutter anyhow. Why is that? Because why is this Neulad? Why is Pas Neulad? You were able to eat it beforehand. You were able to munch down on the Kemach or on the Chitim beforehand, as it says. So it says, yeah, why is it any different than meat? The Gemara says that it's not a problem. Meat, which was shechted on Shabbos for a chayla, is not a problem of muktzah. Why is it not a problem? Because you could have eaten the meat when it was raw. And therefore, when you cook it, if it was raw on Shabbos, it was cooked for a guy. When shechted, maybe it's not. Yeah, possibly even if shechted. Right? It's not a problem of muktzah, because you couldn't. The meat, which was raw on Shabbos, and it was cooked afterwards, it's not a problem of muktzah. Why not? Because it's right to be eaten beforehand. Say the Rishonim, yeah, we saw the Beis Yosef. Maybe we saw the Beis Yosef. It's clear, Mishnah Berurah brings down also, that there's a chilik. Meat is the same meat beforehand and afterwards. You have a piece of meat which is raw and a piece of meat which is cooked. But that's the same piece of meat. So it's just that one is cooked and one is not cooked. But there's nothing that changed intrinsically. In other words, the meat didn't change to a separate thing. It's the same piece of meat, it's just more edible now than it was beforehand. Therefore, that's not considered neged. As opposed to when you had flour, and now you turned it into a totally different entity, and you baked it, and it turned into pot. That's something which was not, you didn't have beforehand. You didn't have beforehand, the meal, that's considered neged. It's a totally different thing that you didn't have. Over here, where you have the pizza, you have the frozen pizza, it might not be geshmak, it might be doughy, and it might not be, it might be raw, but nothing is changing be'etzem. You don't, what? Maybe they're fully cooked. I don't think they're fully cooked. Yeah? Flash frozen. Even if it wouldn't be totally frozen, still, and it would be partially doughy, it still is not a new entity that you didn't have beforehand. It's only when you're turning flour or chitin into a totally new entity you're baking, then it would be a problem in neilid. But l'chor, the same with that piece of meat, before you cook and after you cook it, is not neilid. So it's over here, if you already have the pizza, and you're just baking it, that would not be considered a neilid. And either way, l'chor, it should be mutter for everybody to enjoy. Yoichlu, anovim, vizbo.
Thanks for your pizza.
Eat it with the door closed. I just want to be Messiah in one halacha is really not so negiah to us. However, it's a very negiah halacha, and it's brought when we learned Shin Ches, it was very negiah. And that is the Rekiva Eger here. I don't know if the Arlem even saw the Machaber with the Nesi Kevin in Sif Dalet. However, the Magen Avraham here says that Mukhtar is Mutar Bahano, and Rekiva Eger here is Messiah in Rajbo. The Rajbo that Chosesim Arav says that Mukta is Mutar Bahano, a Hano which is Bama Meilo. If you have something which is Mukta, which is burning, and it's heating up the room, it's cooking something, there's no problem to get Hano Memeila from the Mukta. However, what's Asr is Batalsalay La Ichlay, to eat it or to move it. Ba'afilo Lishtamish Bay Biyadaim is Asr. If the Hano that you're getting is by being Mishtamish Bay Biyadaim, it's not just a Memeila the Hano that it's giving off heat from the Davar Shal Mukta. That's a Memeila Dekano. You go ahead and be Mishnamish with it. For example, you have Mukta and you have an egg, which is Mukta, and you want to prop up your bed. If you know how to put the egg in the right angle, then you're okay. Then you could prop up your bed. He says that would be a problem. That's considered being Mishnamish with the Mukta, and that would be Asar. Memeila says Rekiva Eger that Lefi Zev Vade Asar Leshiv Al Ha'Evan. According to this Rajba, it's Asar on Shabbos to sit down on a rock, even if the rock doesn't move. Because you'd be mishtamish and be a dying with mukta. The mali being semech krayimito, it's just semech atmei olav. And he quotes the Magen Avraham in Shin Ches, it says tzarechin. The mice of the Mishnah Brura in Simon Shin Ches, for the most part, is mekel pretty much straight up. And he says that it's not a problem Also, the Tatlam, Leishiv Aleim Shin Meziz Mimakayimin, he's talking about something which is mukta, to sit on it when it's not moving it, vade shari. Even when your mazes it, Ayde Yeshivasi. Yeah. But Lachar is Allah Alamayas, we paskin, it seems to paskin from here that Kivagar is Mazdaik from the Raj, but that would be Usr, Lamayas, Allah Alamayas, it would be mutter to sit on a rock, to sit on a car which is going to move. That's a different question. Also, Shailov. Being mishtamish something that belongs to somebody else. That's Sif Dalet. Sif Hey, Goy should sell dog and liquid pears laatzmai. Asurim the Yisrael. If you are suffering liquid and it's other nayim, asurim by bayim. Alav mutar miyad. If you are mavade liquid and it's other nayim. This has nothing to do with the mir laatzim. This halacha that's mentioned here in Sif Hey, it happens to do something. It happens to do with goyim. It happens to do with yidim being managed. But the halacha of Shabbos, the halacha of Mutar Shabbos, has nothing to do with the mir laatzim. It's also on Shabbos because it's muktzah. And it's Mutar Mati Shabbos because since it had nothing to do with the Meir Lachim, there's no Gzira Chodesh Yatsu. The only reason why it's Atzal is Mutar. And Meila, that's why it's Mutar Matar Shabbos, really doesn't have to do with Chodesh Yatsu. Sivvav, Imlikit Vitzad Bishvil Yisrael Ve'im Yehudi, Tzarek Lamtim Le'er Chodesh Yatsu. This is, the Bir Alacha quoted this beforehand, if a Goy does Malacha for a Yid and a Goy, Zmachmer, that has the same din as if he did it just for a Yid, and the Alacha is that it's Atzal Chodesh Yatsu Mati Shabbos. Now, why do you have to wait with Leishiyasu? We saw that there's two reasons that are brought down to Rishenim. Rashi holds that you shouldn't be Nene from Malacha Shabbos. And Taisus, the Rambam, holds that you shouldn't come to ask the guy to do Malacha for you. Look, we saw Kamakam and Afkaminas. Lamaisa Mishnah Brura brings down both of the time in here. It's a Kodesh Chavches. Mashmois is that the Machmer for both of the time in, for both of the Nafkaminas that come out, Lalacha. With regard to when do you have to wait with Leishiyasu, we saw that if the guy did a malacha daraisa, then everybody has to wait for Chodesh Yasa Motzei Shabbos. And if the Goy didn't Malacha Derabanan, then it's Mutter for somebody else, even on Shabbos. And the person that it was done for, and B'nei Beisai L'Chairo, it would be Aser on Motzei Shabbos still with Chodesh Yasa. Now, how do you reckon with Chodesh Yasa? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in B'tchila B'Shabbos Hevin Al Sus, Misharinen Gamkin Derech Rechiva. They have had a lot of trouble with this. Mashmois is, if you brought it with a horse, we cheshbin also the derech rechiva of the horse, which Mashmois is coming to be machmer. The Mashmois, according to the Ram, Mashmois Shekel understood that it's a kulam. That if the guy brought it with a car, and it took him 10 minutes, and had he driven, it would have taken him 3 hours, you don't have to wait 3 hours. You can wait the 10 minutes. And l'chur, that's really what Mishnah Berurah is saying. Fashis, l'chur, that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. And unless he's trying to say, this we'll have to see later on, that if you don't know where he brought it from, you have to be chayshish that maybe he took a horse and he brought it from a very far away place. Which we'll have to see if that stems with the Mishnah Berurah. I would have thought that the pashto he's trying to say is that we reckon with Lamaisa how the guy brought it. And even though had he walked, it would have taken him a few hours, since he took a horse, it took him 10 minutes, you only have to wait 10 minutes. Now what happens if the guy did it in 3 hours because he walked, but the yid has a horse? And the yid, it will take him 10 minutes. The guy turned on your hot water, your boiler, it takes an hour for it to boil up, but you have a Yonkers. Let's say that the Yonkers cost the same amount of money. So for you it takes 2 minutes to heat up the water, and what he did for you it took an hour. How long do you have to wait? Matzai Shabbos. This I'm not going to get into just yet. It's Machlekes Rishonim, Mavur, and the Beis Yosef at the end of the Siman. So we'll get to it when we get to that, but that's Machlekes Rishonim, the Rambam, the Magamishas, Madak, and the Rambam, that you talk have to wait for as long as the guy did it. If the guy did an hour, you have to wait an hour. The fact that you could have gotten it earlier in less amount of time is not enough. However, he brings down Mekilim, that say not that they Lalach Lamaisa, we're going to wait for the end till we get to that. Where does this halacha b'chadesh yasa? Is any time really that a guy does for you something? There's a big question that the place keeps manenu handle, and that is what happens if a guy takes a picture of things on Shabbos. For example, there's a bar mitzvah after shul. He takes pictures of the saying the haftarah, the bar mitzvah boy saying the haftarah. Then they go down to the kiddush, and there's 250 people that came from all over, and you haven't seen these people in who knows how long, and how you can remember that everybody was there, and you want to thank everybody. And he's snapping away pictures there for you. And right after Shabbos, he sends you pictures. Are you allowed to use these pictures or not? What's a shayla? B'chdei she'yasu of taking pictures is a few seconds or a few minutes. However, b'chdei she'yasu of these pictures, the yid can never go ahead and get these pictures again. There's no way that you could replicate what went on by this bar mitzvah. And therefore, and even though there are people that lost their chasen pictures and they took leave, they got dressed up the next day into a kala gown and rev chulu, they still didn't bring in all the guests, they didn't bring in everything else. There's certain things that you could replicate and certain things that you can't. Memela, lachar, in such a case, there's no way to replicate it. There's a big game that went on Shabbos, and somebody taped it, videoed it for a yid. That's never going to happen again. And memela, is it mutter or is it usser? To, is there a b'chdesh yasu of 2 minutes, or is there no b'chdesh yasu and there are aser lo'ilam? What's that? Is it melech Shabbos if it's taped with it? If it was taped by itself? What's by itself mean? No one does it. If no one does it, then maybe nobody does it. If it was hooked up from beforehand, then maybe that's okay. Well, is it Moshe Leisim? So if lo'ilam gets moving with Shin Chaf Hei, hopefully we'll be able to finish Shin Zayin also at the end. We'll be able to know if it's Moshe Leisim.
What does it matter
Malacha is taking pictures, but B'chdei She'yasu tells you that what's the Chashash? Maybe really you have to go back to the Chashash. But B'chdei She'yasu, if the Chashash B'chdei She'yasu is that an Gzeira, why we're counting B'chdei She'yasu is really either way, that you shouldn't be Nene from Malacha Shabbos. This is considered being Nene from Lech HaShabbos, because even though I waited afterwards, I'm still being Nene, because I can never have replicated that. And if the Chashash is I'm going to come to ask the guy to do it, I'm still going to come to ask the guy, because I'm willing to wait 2 minutes at the end of the day, so I should have beautiful pictures. Because the whole part is, no, you haven't gained anything here, and therefore there's no Chashash. What? Digital cameras are abundant, depending if you hold like the Rajb or not. Rabbi Elacha brings down the Rajman Simin Shin Mem, that depending on what the derech is, whether or not to find Zana as a deraisa. And it could be that if that's the derech, maybe that's the deraisa. Possibly. And let's say you printed the pictures on Shabbos, there you can print the pictures afterwards. That's a question. And if it's a derabanan?
Yeah,
still be asked to say Shia. It'll be mutter for other people. Shas Hadchak, to get the Bar Mitzvah pictures, right? That's right. Him and all of Klal Yisrael for the last 3,500 years. He won't be any different than anybody else. Lamaisa, the Rosh Hashanah brings down from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv was Taka Machmir. And he said there is no B'chdei Shiasu in such a case. And it's also La'inim. And it's all brought down that Rav Nevin Zalman is in his Mishnah Berurah brings down from Shlomo Zalman was Matadah the same way also. And it's also La'inim. Now, the Shaila is Mehicha Teisi. Maybe we should tell you, like we're telling it over here, that it's totally in the Malacha. It's totally in the Malacha. L'chur, the Malacha was only a few seconds. What's the difference that the background can't be replicated? We look at the Malacha. And since the Malacha was B'seder, then we don't reckon it afterward. We don't have to worry about any of the background. The truth is that somebody told me, this is a Sefer on Amir al-Akum, Minchas Tzvi, that he talk is matter. He says it's Taka Mutter. And because we reckon with the Malacha itself, and we don't reckon with everything in the background. So it's not so fair that we're getting into this. I hope the Olam saw, but in Sif Ches, we're not doing that today. We're stopping after the Sif Bezer Hashem. In Sif Ches, the Ramah says, Yesh Erimim De'ina Laila Olam Min Echezbin Raktar Chlamtim Yemish Bechdei Shiasu. There's some say with Bechdei Shiasu in certain cases that you can't count the night because the Malacha which was done is not done at night. And therefore, since it's not done at night, therefore, for example, we'll get through if this is a good dimion, but the post office is closed till Monday. So therefore, you got something on Shabbos, you can't say, oh, wait till an hour after Shabbos. No, because the post office will be closed till Monday. You have to wait till Monday, possibly. Something which is not the derech to do the malacha on the Shabbos, and you have to wait until at night, then you have to wait till the next day. So we see that we reckon with the circumstances. It's not just the malacha. It's the circumstances behind it also. However, you could say that over there it's different. Because there it's not the derech to do the malacha b'chlal. You can't do the malacha at night. The malacha is not done at night. Here, the malacha could be done. Just the circumstances behind it can't be done. So there is a difference between the two cases. And l'maisa the marsham, there's a tshuvas marsham, chila gimel, reish tadi zayin, that he says that a goy that does a malacha, where had he not done the malacha, then the thing would be ruined forever. He says that you're able to be meiko. This is because we don't find, the only time that we find, we'll find this at the end of the Simen, we saw this in the Sugyas in Kuf Nun Aleph, that the only time that Chazal asked something La'olam was not when it was done before Hesio. If it was done before Hesio, or if it's that's the way the Rambam learned, or something which is a big design, that's where Chazal asked La'olam. We don't find anywhere else that Chazal Aser, so even though in this scenario, you're right, that there's no way to do B'chdei Shiasu, but Me'chadeis is to say that we have to look at the circumstances, we look at the actual Malacha. How do we pass the Malacha L'Maisa? So, I saw that Berkowitz goes in the Chayim like Rabbi Yashiv, he's Machmer. And Itaka says that we go like that, that the pictures are Taka Aser. Where's the Makar for such a thing? Luli de Mistafin Amina, I think the Makar is the Makar of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We saw Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says, that when you ask a guy to do something for you on Shabbos and he does it, it's Aser La'olam. Says, what does Makar? A Gemara in Bava Masiyah Daf Tzadi. We don't pass him like this, we pass him like the Rambam, that it's supposed to be B'chdei Shiasu. What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says that there were goyim that used to steal behemoths of Yidin and they would be Masaris them and give them back. And they answered it to them. They answered it to Chachomim, answered it that they have to sell them. You're not allowed to be nana from these behemoths, you're not allowed to use them yourself. So we see that it's Aser La'olam. So the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadol, speaks this out. We saw the Magen Avraham says, no, that case is different. There's no raya from there. Why? Because in that case, there is no B'chdei Shiasu. Because there's no way for a Yid to do that Matzah Shabbos. Or whatever, there was Matzah Shabbos. There's no way for a Yid to do it at any point. So there is no B'chdei Shiasu. So there's no way, there's only a possibility of Asur Yilaylam. In a case where a guy does something for a Yid, where there's no ability for the Yid to ever do it, then it's going to be Asur Yilaylam. Meaning in such a case, L'chur, that's Mamish Amar case. Where the guy did something that there's no ability for the yid to do it la'olam, so l'chur, that's the case of Sirus. And that's the Gemara in Fereshit, that it's taka aser la'olam. Can you sell them? So l'chur, according to that Gemara, you should be able to sell them. As long as it's done, so then it gets into the, what Rav Naftali says, whether or not it was a malacha d'araisa, or whether it was a malacha d'arabanan. If it's a malacha d'araisa, it's also for everybody. If it's a malacha d'arabanan, then it's only aser the person that it was done for. Which is Bukhla, you have to know who was done for any case, any scenario, that it was done for somebody, it's only when it was done, it's only usher for that person, it's not usher for anybody else. Generally, the only person that's interested in the bar mitzvah pictures is the parents or whoever it's done for. Maybe you can give it to the grandparents. Maybe that's a possibility. B'nai Beisai, I don't know if that's considered in B'nai Beisai. Then that will be usher for them, absolutely. In the case of the over there, the kid is enough. Yeah, because there he did it for the Baalim, he didn't do it for the kids. But over here, you did it Kenzayim for the whole family. That's the Shaila. How did we die? Who you did it for here? Now, it's also only in a case, first of all, it's only in a case where the guy did it for sure for the Yid. For example, this scenario that, you know, there's no pictures of Bar Mitzvah, they have no interest in the pictures of Bar Mitzvah. However, it was a different question that was asked to me, and that is that the person that was working took pictures of the setup, of the how the Bar Mitzvah was set up beautifully, before anybody showed up. It was just gorgeously set up, and they wanted to, they took pictures, and they sent them out to Shabbos. So there, can't sign that they did it for themselves, because they like the way that it looked. This past week, I was speaking to somebody in America, and she said that she became a party planner. She said, the problem is that most of the beautiful things are done on Shabbos, I can't take pictures. And she was complaining how there was three guys sitting there that set up the entire thing, and they said, too bad that there's no pictures of it. No, too bad that we're not going to be able to, you know, see this, whatever. And she's like, people were talking about, and they're sitting there on their phones and whatever it is, and no one's taking pictures. She's just thinking, can you just please take a picture? They talked about how nice it was, and they talked about it, and they didn't take the pictures. Now, had they talked about how nice it was, and they took the pictures, then they're taking the pictures themselves. And the fact that they're going to also send it to you, that you should enjoy it, l'chore, that's not a problem. And that's, we're talking about, this is the case, the standard thing, which is standard video of any game, which was taken basically on Shabbos, was done for the Reiv, which is Reiv Goyim. In most cases, if it was done here in Eretz Yisrael, then you have a big question. However, the standard in Chutz La'aretz for sure is done for Reiv Goyim, and therefore it's not a problem. There's a big picture we talked about, the picture of the Tanz Rebbe speaking on Yom Kippur that they just found, the Kleisenberger speaking on Yom Kippur by the DP camps that they just found, and it's Mamish in the middle of Yom Kippur talking with Dwight Eisenhower there and whatever, and they put up the picture. They already had the story for many, many years in the story, but they just found the picture and everybody's enjoying the picture. It's not a problem. They didn't take it for the Yidin, so even though we're enjoying it 70 years later, Lamaisa, that's not a problem. In a case where you have a suffix where they did it for you, or they did it for the guy, then lechur you'd be able to be makel in such a case. But the fact that we have people that are makel, we have to see this is a sifzayin really. So it's a shalom sifzayin. It seems that mishabur wants to be machmir at the end of the day, but it's two tzalim. It's a machlekes apaiskim. In this case, where bechlal we have people that say that maybe it's not negeya lechdei shiyasu also because we go bust the malacha and not the surroundings around it, then. In a case where you have a suffix b'chal, whether I was done for the guy and for the yid, even though in such a case I would say you'd be able to be mekel. The last case that we'll just talk about is getting onto a bus matzah Shabbos. Getting onto a bus matzah Shabbos says the Orach Shabbos that if he got to you, if he left on Shabbos from the Tachna Merkezit to get to you, and he came to you after Shabbos, so then you'd be usher to get onto the bus. You have to wait for the Shiyasu. Now, he has a big aura there to try to be masburin. You have to know also whether or not it's a guy or it's a yid. This is also totally in the shayla of a yid. There was a mummer. We'd have to wait also. But it really depends on when the guy is coming to you or when the yid is coming to you after Shabbos. If practically they don't get to the bus stop till 40 minutes after Shkia, so then it could very well be that they could have gotten there from 20 minutes. Really, l'chara, you could reckon 13 and a half minutes. Be'esem. That you can't say that it's considered ma'aser Shabbos if you waited for 13 and a half minutes. So you have 27 minutes that he could have gotten to you, then l'chur you have a tzad that it was beheter in beheter gomer. Certainly from 18 minutes afterwards, 20 minutes afterwards, the people that are l'chatchilo, from people that wait that amount of time, certainly you'll be able to be mekel. Bechlal, a guy, even you're allowed to ask a guy to lock up your banish mashe. Whether Matzah Shabbos is the same dinner or not, certainly be the evid for guy, you're allowed to reckon from the amount of time that the guy from the beginning of Benish Mashas, from 40 minutes, from beginning of Benish Mashas, till the time that he got to you. And Bechla, you have to know whether or not the guy is doing this malacha for you when it's referring to a guy. Oh, and Bechla, you have to know whether or not this guy is doing it for you at all or not. Is this guy doing, when you see the Orach HaShabbos over there, he talks about when you hire somebody to come pick you up on Matzah Shabbos, theoretically, I didn't tell him to come to me on Shabbos. He could have come Erev Shabbos and sat and parked there and waited entire Shabbos. He didn't have to come on Shabbos. He wants to come on Shabbos, that's the date of the Nafshi. However, with a bus, he wants to stay, he's a little different. He's tired. But Lachar, you can say the same thing with a bus that starts once a Shabbos. He didn't have to go on Shabbos. He could have parked the bus by the beginning of the... What's that?
He doesn't have to park the bus, but it feels like...
It doesn't have to be in a place which is 40 minutes away. You could have parked it in an Eged bus thing, where, which is what we're calling it. I don't know if he loved Afka. I mean, it depends what the company is also. I know by us, they park the buses all wherever, but around, depends. But either way, as long as you're within 40 minutes, they have different tachanot. As long as you're within that amount of time, then that's up to him to decide where he wants to park his bus, where... And the chur in such a case where it is, and Bechlal, is he doing it for the yid? He's doing a malacha for the yid. He couldn't care, Bechlal, if any yid didn't get on his bus. As a matter of fact, he's much happier if there's no one waiting at the bus stop. Goes in and passes by. He's not doing any malacha for a yid. So when it's a guy, then we have to get, oh, so there's a whole simon about this. When do we say this and when do we say not? And if someone maybe be Ezer Shem, so this is really, this. It's not fair to talk about it here because he didn't see everything. But if someone would be able to move right along, then Bezer Hashem will be able to get to the rest of the halachas sooner rather than later.